For the four lobes of the cerebral cortex, you need to be able to tick four boxes. Number one, you need to be able to identify the location. Number two, you need to be able to identify and describe the function of the primary cortex in that lobe. Thirdly, you need to be able to describe some of the functions of the association areas in that lobe. And finally, you need to be able to identify symptoms if we suffer damage to that lobe. So the primary cortex in the frontal lobe is the motor cortex, and we'll deal with that in a future podcast. The association areas in the frontal lobe, we specifically focus on the prefrontal cortex, it's responsible for your executive function. That is, it's largely coordinating activity from the other specialty parts of your cerebral cortex. It's responsible for your attention, largely responsible for your consciousness and your ability to literally utilize your working memory, process information received from sensory parts of your brain, and adapt to it. It's responsible for higher order functionality, your ability to show initiative, to plan, to make decisions, to judge, to reason. It's involved in, to a degree, into learning and memory. Although the temporal lobe is the main storage part of your brain, it's your frontal lobe, the prefrontal cortex, that's responsible or enables you to utilize your short-term memory in terms of, let's say, making mathematical calculations, keeping tabs on your speech, what you've said, what you're about to say, etc. It's largely responsible for your ability to be in the present, to know where you've been, and know where you want to head, whether it's speaking, behaving, etc. It's also responsible for your personality, your temperament, expressing emotions, your emotional control. It has connections with the limbic system. So symptoms, if damaged, it could impair body movements, your ability to plan a sequence of movements, etc. If the premotor cortex is damaged, we might encounter difficulties with the executive function, that is, difficulties with planning and decision making. It could lead to difficulty or diminished ability to understand abstract concepts, perform complex calculations. It can cause alterations to our personality, emotional expression, control of emotions, such as the very famous Phineas Gage case study. It could lead to Broca's aphasia. And again, I'll deal with that in a future podcast.